This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net, and this is day 8 to 28 days of better selling. Today we're going to talk about not being boring. I think many of us in sales are boring. That's why our prospects fail to pick up the phone after a few contacts. That's why they fail to get back to us. That's why the sales process fails to move forward, or we fail to just differentiate ourselves from our competitors who are also calling that contact. What I'm talking about when I talk about being boring is we talked about in the last podcast about the fact that it takes at least 5 contacts to convert 81% of the people who we're going to convert. It might take 5 to 12 or 20 contacts. Now, many of us, that means we pick up the phone and say, are you ready to buy? And we email them saying, oh, hello, it's me again. Here's a nice brochure I have. Or, oh, do you want to come up to another function where we're going to talk about our products? And that's what frequency looks like in a lot of cases, is we're constantly pushing at the prospect, not with value-added information that's customized, unique, engaging, or even surprising. We're doing it exactly the same way everybody else does it, and we're doing it often only using one or two mediums. So here's how not to be boring. I'm going to get more in depth in regards to social media and web-based tools, because that's a set of tools we can use to engage prospects that I feel is a lot less boring than traditional methods. But there's also even ways we can look at traditional methods of contact and make them more engaging. So let's look at it. Number one is vary the types of mediums we utilize. So don't just use the phone. Use the phone, use in-person meetings, use email, use handwritten notes. Look at unique gifts you can send out to prospects. Even have, and I've suggested with many companies I work with, is that if you've got a highly lucrative prospect on the line that could equate to 10% of the company's revenues next year, why isn't one of your contacts having a senior executive, even the CEO, connect with their CEO or that individual and thank them for the opportunity to look at getting their business or getting their business. So these are some of the things we can do. We can have a personal assistant contact them. With existing clients, we might have somebody else call them even on customer service call. We can also look at what are the many tools, leverage tools that we can utilize, even traditional things like calendars. We can look at that and we can put a spin on it. There's a lot of these things that are, again, generic. Is there a unique gift that you can utilize, you can send through to people? For instance, I know every few years, actually now it's every few years, but it used to be every few months when Bill Gibson came to Vancouver and then he headed back to South Africa to visit our clients, he would stock up on talking sticks. Talking sticks are carved by the First Nations here in the Western Canada. And what they are is they look like small totem poles, but they signify a tool utilized during tribal meetings to allow one person to really hold the fort, or so to speak, hold the stage, and they're allowed to communicate and have no one interrupt them. And then once someone else wants to talk, they are gestured and they're handed the talking stick. Well, this is something that is relatively commonplace or well-known in Western Canada, but when Bill gets these and buys them and takes them back to Africa and gives them to senior executives in these corporations, it's a lot more powerful than other generic gifts that his competitors have or they could pick up in that area. So why I share this is it's about being creative. It's about doing something different. This year, I took a few clients out to a Scotch festival. That's not something that you do in a lot of cases. Often you take them for a dinner or you take them to a Christmas party, but I thought, you know what, why don't I take some of those clients I have that I really value, not a ton of them, just a couple of them, and rent a limo, get us together, pick them up from their office, take them off to this Scotch festival, and really enjoy and connect with one another and share something. Obviously, they had to like Scotch, but share an experience with them that's really different. Another client of mine, I know what they do is they have people come in from overseas out of Japan every year for a conference. What they did last year is instead of in the traditional tour of Victoria, what they did is they took them all out whale watching. To this day, apparently, anyways, for my client, they've had several calls and thank yous and even emails and letters telling them how much they appreciated that experience. These are things we can do to differentiate ourselves. So in our sales process, what I'm suggesting here is that yes, you have to follow up, and that's what it's going to take to get the business, but are you doing it in a unique, engaging way? So what are all the different reasons you have for calling someone, but don't just call them? How can you meet them in person or use tools like video conferencing or even Skype is an interesting way. Video Skype is a way you can connect with people quickly. And again, it's much more personal than just a phone call in some cases. So I guess what I'm getting at here, I know I'm rambling a bit, but here's my suggestions today. Sit down and brainstorm all the possible mediums you could be using for follow-up. Email, written thank you notes, telephone, in-person, VIP functions, but unique ones, unique gifts. And as we look at these, it could even be a quick how-to guide that's specific to your industry. So if I'm an insurance broker, I might actually put a quick how-to guide together on 20 ways to make sure that you protect your company's assets from flood, loss, or theft. So that might be a little guide that I give out to clients. It doesn't talk about my product, but it's value added. So as we look at these things, really what it's about is brainstorming all the mediums you can use and also all the unique ways you can utilize them so that your 15 or 20 follow-ups you're going to need to do with that prospect over the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, year and a half are unique and engaging so that when that phone rings and they see it's you or that letter comes or that email comes through, they're going to want to read it because of your unique method of engaging them. So here's your assignment. Brainstorm all the mediums you can use, and then brainstorm how you can get creative with each of these major mediums in your follow-ups. This is Shane Gibson's Closing Bigger Sales Podcast from closingbigger.net, and that was the 8th day to 28 days of better selling.